most of the rest of what you'll be doing to make this film from a technical perspective is simply a learning process. And since the project can be so different from script to script, there aren't a huge number of tips I can give you that will apply to every single kind of project. However, when it comes to scheduling and shooting the film, there are 6 points that are overall pretty helpful in making the best use of your time and effort. Note number 1. Try to schedule all of the difficult and complicated things first. When I say difficult and complicated, I'm referring to the amount of time and effort that the production team will be putting into the shooting of the project. If you've written a scene that has 30 extras in it, and you're going to need to find 30 extras for that scene, try to schedule that as early in the project as possible. Everyone involved is going to be the most motivated right when it starts, so that's the best time to try and do all the things that will take up a lot of time, a lot of effort, or will need to be shot numerous times because of the complexity. This could apply to elaborate practical effects or special effects, the aforementioned scenes with many actors in them, sequences that are difficult to shoot for stunt purposes, or even situations like nudity or other performance elements that are difficult and more complex than the average scene. The reason for putting these up front is because they will be the hardest ones to capture. If you start with them, then you know through the rest of the shoot that you have the hardest work done already. The worst thing that could happen in a project like this is for you to shoot all of the easy stuff and have all of that completed, and then for some reason discover you're simply not going to be able to get the more difficult things accomplished. Then you've spent all that time and all that effort in making most of the film complete, but you're still stuck with no completed film. If there's going to be a problem with something, it's best to know early on, so you can change the story accordingly and work around it. Note number 2, keep the location traveling to a minimum. To clarify, this doesn't mean you can't have more than a few locations. The more locations you have, the more difficult it becomes, but if you're up for traveling to those locations, it's entirely up to you to do that. What I mean specifically is that you don't want to be traveling to multiple locations on a single shooting day if you can avoid it. The reason for that is because of the amount of time lost that you could be shooting, but which will be eaten up by packing up equipment, driving to a new location, unpacking equipment, and prepping for new scenes. If at all possible, try to schedule your days spending as much time at the individual locations as you can. And that actually leads into the next point. Note number 3, shoot all the scenes at a location at the same time, even if they're not in order in the script. The obvious exception, of course, being the difficult things you put at the beginning of the shoot. When you're working with amateur actors, it's always tempting to shoot the script in order so the actors experience the evolution of the characters in the same way that the characters experience the action in the story, in the proper order. However, we don't have the money or the time to do that. It's a luxury. In order to make the most of our time, you should stack all of the scenes to take place at one location into the same shooting days. This goes back to point number 2 about trying to stay in one place as long as possible to shoot, rather than moving the production around numerous times within a day. As long as you explain this to your actors before the making of the film, they can prepare themselves to adjust their emotional performances based on whatever scene you're shooting. They'll already have read the script and should have an understanding of who their characters are and how they were behaving in any given scene. Note number 4. Try to have a backup plan for what else you can shoot. Having a contingency plan for something that you can shoot other than what you've prepared for is an important way of making sure that you don't waste a day. For instance, if you were planning a shoot that takes place outside and it ends up raining all day long, let's say for the sake of argument, you can't incorporate that into the scene. If you're not prepared to shoot another scene, that's a day wasted. It's always a good idea to have a location prepared and to give your crew a heads up on what they might be doing in place of the main plan. And this isn't always a contingency plan that's just meant for cleaning up after emergencies. On good days, when everybody's doing great and you're hours ahead of schedule, something that can generally only happen on a fake doc film shoot rather than a narrative one, instead of finishing hours early and then sending everyone home, you could be prepared to keep working. You could squeeze another hour of shooting at another location into the day, thereby saving you the time and effort from a day further down the schedule. You never know when you're going to need that extra time for something else, so any time you can save it, you should. Note number 5. Always try to schedule an extra day or two after the end of the shoot for extra footage, reshoots, inserts, establishing shots, whatever. We would all love to believe that we're smart enough and prepared enough to get exactly what we need out of every location and every actor on every day of shooting. However, the truth is that we're often rushing around to just make sure we can get everything finished, and little things fall by the wayside. Often you won't notice that this has happened until you're done with the main shoot and you look through all the footage that you shot. At that point, you'll notice all the little things you didn't capture. If you already told the cast and crew to plan on getting back together a week or two after the main shoot with the specific intent of getting any footage that might be missing, then all you have to do is spend that time right after the shoot looking through footage and noting what else you might need. This is something that several films already do, especially ones with large budgets. They will save some of their budget for a reshoot day near the end of the shoot so they can go back and pick up anything they need. Note number 6. Be flexible for good production opportunities. What I mean by this is, don't have such incredible tunnel vision for what you're working towards that you miss out on opportunities to make your film better if only you'd been looking around and recognizing when good opportunities arrive. For instance, if you're shooting a scene in a diner and one of the patrons of the diner pulls up in the parking lot with a particularly interesting looking vehicle with bumper stickers and a paint job that are funny and entertaining and would make for a nice bit of production value in the film, it's always a good idea to be flexible enough to try and make that happen. If you have permission from the person with the truck, spend a few minutes with your cast and crew figuring out exactly what you would do with the scene, then just go shoot it. The great thing is, you don't have to use everything you shoot. If it's great, it goes in the movie. If it's not, no one has to know you did it. But keeping an eye out for things like this can add little moments of humor and distinctiveness that will make your story stand out from the crowd. You may also find accidental ways of getting more production value once you're actually shooting. There's nothing more that people love than seeing a film shoot happening. If you're shooting somewhere and you start to gather a crowd, and there are people that you could put in a scene or locations that seem receptive to having you shoot there, take advantage of that. When the universe sends you a gift, figure out how to cash it in as quickly as possible. Those are the 6 points that I think overall can be helpful on almost any project. Keep in mind, every film is going to be distinctive because of the individual who wrote it and directed it. Add to that the fact that fake doc filmmaking is vastly different from traditional filmmaking, and it makes it that much more difficult to instruct in a comprehensive way. However, there are many very talented directors who never had formal training or went to film school. They simply had passion and ideas, and they figured out the rest. I believe that you have that in you. So rather than forcing you into a mold that I create, I'm trying to give you individual pieces that will help you make all the decisions for yourself. That way, the final result is that much more your vision.